Bill Maher says Trump assassination attempt is his favorite day of 2024. By Paul Bois on August 19, 2024. Comedian and host of HBO's Real Time Bill Maher said during a recent podcast interview that the recent assassination attempt on former President Trump was his favorite day of 2024. Though Maher has consistently condemned the assassination attempt on the former president's life since the beginning, he told the Daily Beast's Matt Friend on his podcast Friends in High Places that comedians should be allowed to crack jokes about the event because Trump survived, even though one of his supporters died in the shooting. It would be different if he got killed, Maher said. Trump supporter Corey Comprator, a former fire chief from Pennsylvania, died after the shooter missed the former president, grazing only his ear. Two other Trump rally-goers were seriously injured before a sniper took out the assailant. Maher joked that the shooter being killed instead of the former president is so on brand for him. That's so Trump. It's so on brand. It's always somebody else holding the bullet or the bag, he said. Maher did, however, clarify that jokes about the assassination can go too far and condemned those who might joke that the shooter missed. There will be people who will do jokes, comments, along the lines of, "What a shame they missed," he said. Echoing similar remarks are made in the hours after the shooting. It's not right. Nobody is more against Trump being president than me, but that is not something you fool around with. Maher condemned the show on the night of July 14 during a comedy show in Minneapolis and even praised the iconic photo of the former president pumping his fist in the air with the American flag waving behind his bloodied face. During the interview, Maher talked about how the shooting made him have to rework his whole routine that night. Soon as the car pulls up at the hotel, before we got the bags out of the back, the guy from the hotel came up and said Trump's been shot. I was like, what? And he said, but I think he's okay, and he showed me the thing on the phone, he said. I was like, okay, in 2 hours I'm going to write this whole new 10-minute thing about it, he added. Maher knew he would immediately condemn the assassination attempt and express gratitude for Trump's well-being, though he admitted he had selfish motives. I was glad I staked my opinion on that, and we got it out virally, which is great, Maher said. But the other reason I said I'm glad that he's okay is because now I can keep doing jokes about him. Because I want to, he added. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X @ProlandFilms or Instagram @ProlandFilms.